Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 15, Saturday, 2019, day 319. Today's topic, have a good mentor, be a good mentor, raise a good mentor. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 123 verses 1 to 4. Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 1 to chapter 34 verse 31. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 1 to 25. Proverbs 27 verses 21 to 22. Today's main passage, Hebrews chapter 13 verses 7 to 8. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is have a good mentor, be a good mentor, raise a good mentor. Today's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 to 8 was the passage Pastor Rick Warren preached in my consecration as a bishop in 2009. Until now, I still remember the three words he gave me through his sermon. Number one, remember. We need to always remember those mentors who raised us up, taught us, and inspired us. Never forget them and forsake them. Number two, consider. We need to consider whether our mentors can have a true and continuous good example of their lives. Number three, imitate. We need to imitate their way of life if they really can demonstrate a true and continuous good example. Our good mentors should be able to lead us and point us to Jesus as our best mentor, because only Jesus can be that truly consistent good mentor who never change. May you have a good mentor, be a good mentor, raise a good mentor. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to have a good mentor, be a good mentor, and be able to raise a good mentor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have a good mentor, be a good mentor, and be able to raise a good mentor? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.